Three for the Sox. Shea Spillane.
I do like, I feel like every single Killer song, like the lead in is always like trying to build you up, like this is going to be the most epic song ever. That wasn't bad, but I agree with Molly just in terms of like the feel of the Sox song. Like it's very like, like I don't know. I go Sox.
All right, so that's four for Sox. George,
won it.
Slide the mic over.
So Sox won.
Yes.
Sox won.
Yes, right. But we still need your input.
What color are the Sox? Red Sox? Red
Sox? So I actually enjoy receiving socks. I enjoy giving socks even more.
I just need some shoes.
Oh, you're that guy.
There's I was at a Yankee swap last year, and the 10-year-old kid in the swap actually went for the Tom Brady socks at the end of the thing.
Oh, yeah.
They were the most exciting gift. The socks were the big hit.
TB12s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those kids are all about that stuff now.
And it had the nice high-def photo on there. Real, real exciting pair of socks. That said, I think a sled is a more exciting gift.
I think so.
And I thought the Killers was a good song. That was one of my favorite Killers Christmas songs.
All right.
Songs.
So 4-3. Socks takes it. And it is WMFO Medford. Shay is telling me that someone's downstairs, which is probably our friends from the next show. Is it Pam? It is Pam?
It is Pam.
We love Pam. Pam's the best.
We do love Pam.
All right, so Shay is going to run downstairs. The FCC is going to be very, very happy with me if I play a couple of things here.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break.
A couple PSAs before round 10.
Yeah, get some PSAs in here and maybe give you a gift suggestion. And we will be back for the penultimate, the ultimate round.
Yes.
Round 10.
And Derek could take this.
Of the Christmas
the
battle
10.
Right here on WMFO. What the heck is that?
Awful.
This
is why I always
run
the board.
What is wrong with you tonight with the board?
What is wrong? Tonight? Tonight? Do you listen to this program?
Yes, it seems worse tonight than
this is the most poorly produced show in Boston radio. Possibly in Boston radio history. There's college kids drunk at 3 in the morning sitting in a basement in Kenmore Square doing a more professional job of producing a radio show than I will ever do.
Not watch this or time travel.
It's WMFO Medford.
I always give 100%.
Chris's show is always flawless. Chris actually cares and figured out how to run these things.
For a person who doesn't care, I care about my show.
We'll be back right after this.
Kmart is your savings store, where your dollar buys you more.
The savings are really brewing this week at Kmart. Pour yourself some great savings this week with a 10-cup coffee maker from Kmart. Sale priced at just $16.97. This automatic drip coffee maker has a dual filter system for fine flavor and makes 2 to 10 cups of coffee in minutes. The sale ends this Saturday, so you better hurry to Kmart and save.
Kmart is the
The new year is right around the corner, and a pair of resolutions should top your list. Don't drink and drive, and avoid aggressive driving.
Over 260 people are killed each year in New Jersey in alcohol-related motor vehicle crashes. The year-end You Drink and Drive, You Lose police crackdown is underway to help prevent these tragedies.
Aggressive driving is another deadly practice, especially during the holidays. Curb your aggressions behind the wheel and don't drink and drive. Keep the happy in Happy New Year.
This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Scent fragrance by Helena Rubinstein. Spray it on and heavenly things happen. Heaven Scent. Splash in it. Laugh in it. Live in it. Love in it. You'll find Heaven Scent fragrance at Helena Rubinstein counters everywhere.
Suddenly, you are all of the things that you want to be. A little bit naughty, but heavenly in Heaven Scent. Heaven Scent.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is The Big Picture versus Time Travel versus Hear It Wow versus Watch This in our sixth annual holiday annual music battle. We are up to round 10.
And last, I think.
We are up to, I know, we're both like, Chris and I have had it. Like, how many hours did you spend looking for stuff? Because I was just sitting there like.
I spent a good amount of time.
Can't take any more Christmas.
I spent a good amount of time.
I waded through so much garbage before I found anything that I liked this year.
You know, the Bass Hunter. He got no votes. Well, what else got I no did votes? Play it over and over again. Because at first I'm like, yeah, this thing's kind of weak. But I liked it. Because and he's just like, gets into it. And it's just like crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's fun. But,
no, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It's like
you have to be in the mood for it.
That would go on my show. That would go on my playlist.
I think they've all been pretty strong entries today.
Yeah. I've loved everything that you've put in.
Thank you.
So we are up to round 10. Yeah. And normally this is the point where we start, you know, really rocking out the big guns.
Yeah.
And
now with the last song?
Yeah.
Over, man. And, well, you're gonna end strong.
There's
usually something crazy, something original.
There's special treats at
there's
the end
usually
of
treats.
The show I'm every listening. Year. I don't know. Because Chris has been under the weather and hasn't had a chance to finish his original song this year.
Well, don't you know? Tell everybody that.
No. But
that makes me lose votes.
No, it doesn't make you lose
or
votes.
Or am I to gain votes?
No.
Going for the sympathy.
No,
right?
I had a song called "Let's Put the Chris Back into Christmas."
Yeah,
and I recorded a whole bunch. I finished the lyrics and I recorded it, and it just sounded awful because I was really bad a couple of days ago. And then I had an interview with Donald Trump, who was stealing Santa Claus's village, and then I didn't finish that because of the same reasoning. So yeah, so I do have a couple of good songs though at the end here.
Okay, I do as well. So yeah. What we're gonna do? You stay where you are because we'll get to that.
Molly's gonna sing with you.
Well,
you're gonna do a duet.
We were gonna do a duet, but we'll do it out of competition. How does that sound?
You don't have to do that. You can do it in competition.
So I don't have to abstain.
Well, it's
you,
no.
You do whatever you
don't
want.
You don't have to abstain either way. But no, just for the sake of keeping things fair, because if we put a live performance up against something pre-recorded, obviously, like,
we're going with the pre-recorded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
is that
we're
going
pre-recorded.
Once you hear me sing, you probably are. But,
I've heard just sing.
But anyway, so let me pull out. This is another. Is that on this or is that on the other thing I'm looking for?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, this is another.
It's from your second album.
This is another brand new song for Christmas 2018. And the interesting thing about this song is if I can figure out how to spell anything, Antarc. There we go. That's how you spell that.
A-N-Y.
This is one of the people who is involved in this is Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, which has been putting out Christmas singles every year, much like the Killers did. They didn't this year, so he sat in with the Minus Five on a number that I think is adorable. It's got that sort of old-timey rock and roll feel to it. And some very hummable lyrics. So, happy holidays. This is the start of round 10, and this is the Minus Five on WMFO Medford.
Inside the sun.
There's two ways that I could go for this. There's the traditional Christmas, and there's the non-traditional Christmas. And there's also, I said, there's a little bit of darkness there. This one's a little dark, but it's a lot of fun. It's from 1985, and it's from Tiny Tim. This is my final selection.
You played this before
today. I have not played this
before.
Are
you sure you haven't?
I am
positive
I have not played this before.
Because I remember this.
Oh,
I know this,
and you know it well.
Yes,
and you love it.
No, it's Tiny Tim.
That's not very nice. That's not very nice. I said, maybe I'll change it to Pavarotti.
No.
And really blow it out.
You already said what you're doing.
Yeah, but Derek said he didn't like it.
You got Tiny Tim versus Pavarotti?
But he challenged me.
No, I'm not challenged.
No takesies, backsies.
He challenged me, and he's wrong.
He's not a voter.
It doesn't matter.
It's Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Oh,
what?
What?
Santa Claus saying I won't be around this year. I'm a bit sick.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer. The reindeer all look blue. They know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. He won't be yelling out, ho, 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 ho. But he'll be screaming out, no, 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 no. He's lying sick in bed. Call the doctor there instead. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. Each season he is full of pep and vim. But now the AIDS have got the best of him. The nurses all look sad, 'cause Santa's got it bad. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. Oh, this is Santa Claus saying, I won't be here this year. I'm sick in bed with the AIDS. Oh, but I'll be back next year, next year. Don't cry for me. A doctor will cure me. There'll be no jingle bells upon his sleigh. From everyone he's got to stay away. 12 months to wait and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. Oh, I'll miss you all, but I'll see you next year. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer. The reindeer all look blue, yeah, they know what he's going through. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. There'll be no jingle bells upon his sleigh. From everyone he's got to stay away. 12 months to wait and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. I said Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. I said Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
I suggest you load up on bear traps because Krampus is coming.
That's classic Tiny Tim.
Krampus is coming right for you after that one.
Wow.
That's it.
Who's got bigger balls than Chris Earl? Nobody.
That's coal in the stocking right there.
We'll see.
Anyway. All right. So that is round 10. That was a very nice song, Christmas in Antarctica, with Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie.
What's wrong with mine?
Versus Santa dying of the HIV.
No, this was before the HIV. This is when it was just a cough.
Yeah.
1985. Nobody knew what it was.
Mike Pincus, I think you are the first in this round.
Oh,
Jesus. Sorry.
That AIDS song is going to haunt my dreams. But it's catchy and funny. I'm going with AIDS.
All
right.
That's one vote for AIDS.
Truthfully, I can't really remember what the other song sounded like after the Santa Claus with the AIDS. And, you know, who doesn't love Tiny Tim? Used to be on Laughing. I'm going with the Tiny Tim song.
That's two votes for AIDS.
As the natural follow-on to the boner song, and my vote there, I'm going with the AIDS.
That's three votes for AIDS. Jim, are you on the AIDS train?
Just like I was on the boner train, I am on the AIDS train.
That's one usually gets you to the other.
That's how it works.
There's a connection.
There's a brief layover in Duluth, and yep. Then you get on the other train.
You're right. Also, I just enjoy needle drugs. So.
Shay Spillane?
Chris? I hope that song is still funny when you're burning in hell.
You'll be there with me.
Yeah, I know, because I'm voting for that.
Yeah, there we go. Santa has got the AIDS. George?
Now, I love Death Cab, and I love Ben's voice, and it's a nice Christmas song, but...
Not enough AIDS in it.
It's
what you're
not
saying.
Enough AIDS.
Not enough AIDS.
Not enough AIDS. And that's probably my new favorite Christmas song.
It's like, you heard of more cowbell. It needs more AIDS.
Molly, just make it a sweep for the AIDS.
Your wife is coming home with AIDS.
Yeah, there we go. No, you're not. No. No, you're definitely not.
I couldn't resist a comment like that. Sorry, I know that was bad.
All right, so Chris wins.
You guys are tied again.
We are into the tiebreaker rules.
We're never going home.
Chris wins round 10 with AIDS.
I'm so hungry.
That's what's going on the
I'm hungry after hearing all about AIDS.
And after 10 rounds.
Still have to eat.
It's 5-5.
So
no, I don't think we've been at this point
since last year.
That's right.
Or the first year when the judges. It's,
don't.
Yeah, I'm not going back to year one. But
all right, I got it.
We were working the bugs out.
All right,
that year one was before the judge bribes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go for a fun little ditty or a traditional Christmas. I'll go for a fun little ditty, I think. The fun little ditty seemed to be working a little bit. However, we've never played this guy. We're going to do 1976. You will recognize this tune. It is from one of the most fantastic voices of our time, and it's not Sinatra. It is somebody else. The great tenor. Never played Pavarotti before.
Hmm.
So this is O Come All Ye Faithful in Italian with a boys choir and all kinds of crazy stuff. You're going to love it.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
You're not plugged into the thing. We can hear it in the studio. But
we're not hooked up to it.
What? How did you?
I don't know.
Because you're on the other device. You're rocking
Hold
multiple
on.
Devices.
There we go. You can play a quick 15-second PSA.
All right. No,
you're going to wait for me?
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
All right. Well, I got to find it now.
I think the audience is still in shock from Santa having the AIDS.
Santa Claus. Well, we also have to remember that in 1985, nobody knew what it was.
And I think we can basically assume this is Chris's attempt to get out of the seventh level of hell.
Yeah, yeah. Dig into some like spiritual Italian singing and get back on the nice list.
It's Luciano Pavarotti.
Yes.
With Adeste Fideles.
Nice.
Yes, here we go.
All right, that was Luciano Pavarotti, Adeste Fidelis. You know it better as O Come, All Ye Faithful. If you've got a boner for Christmas and don't want to get the AIDS. All right, so I got one more. This is a bit more of a modern Christmas song, dealing with some modern themes. Those of you who are, you know, of an extremely conservative nature probably aren't going to like this one from the Anti-Queens. Anti-Queens with I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus.
How novel.
And Chris Earle, Luciano Pavarotti, Adeste yes. Fidelis.
Classic.
I believe Mike Pincus is the first judge in the tiebreaker round.
I was told if we go to round 11, there'd be beer.
Yes.
All right. I didn't like that first song. It put me to sleep, that Pavarotti. I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't dislike it. Well, I don't want to hear it. But I can't find the Anti-Queens on my Shazam or iTunes.
No, you can't.
Did you just make that up?
No. Well, yes.
Is it real?
It's an original song. It's on YouTube. They are a independent. They're a true independent band. They're not signed to a major label.
All right. I like them. I'm voting for it.
All right. So that's one for the Anti-Queens. Daniela.
I mean, you know, you just my first name. What do you think I'm gonna vote for?
You gotta go with the Pavarotti.
I have to go with the Pavarotti.
You gotta go with the Pavarotti. I get it.
I have to go with the
I understand.
So it's nice too. I like it. It's all the sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's good. Traditional classic Christmas. Winston Kidd.
I don't know.
It's like he's about to deliver bad medical.
Yeah. He might want to sit down.
I don't know. Give me a second.
He's gonna toss a coin.
That's not how this works, homie.
Power Girl Rock versus Pavarotti is.
Pavarotti.
All right, that's super Pavarotti. Jim, what do you got?
He's all choked
can I
up.
I borrow that
right?
coin.
There it is.
Wow.
Would it come up?
People really mailing it in the 11th.
Usually not a good sign
here.
When the judges are flipping coins.
Pavarotti is rolling in his grave right now.
So
and
Jim,
those gay guys are just
daddy
rolling around.
Santa Claus.
All right, so that's
all right.
That's three. That's
the Anti Queens.
The two for Daddy. Two for Pavarotti. Chase Mullane.
Three for Daddy.
Three for Daddy kissing Santa Claus. George.
Well, oh. So it's three for Daddy, two for
That should influence you.
Yes. Three for Daddy, two for
Pavarotti. So I could put
Pavarotti.
It over the top.
You could.
You can make her choose.
Or
you
can.
You can tie it
will.
Up.
To make, well, here's my reasoning.
Or make Molly make the decision.
I feel like when I was about 5 years old and knew about as much as about AIDS as Tiny Tim did, I was making the joke that it was Daddy kissing Santa Claus, and I thought it was the funniest kid in the playground. So I feel like my joke was stolen. They turned it into a song. I'm a little ticked off. So I gotta give it to Pavarotti and end on a classic Christmas note.
All right,
here we go.
Yep,
Molly, it comes down to Molly.
Molly, you want to borrow? Molly, you want to borrow the coin?
Either you want to keep with tradition?
No, I know who's.
Or you want to stay married to Derek?
True. Good point. Woo. I didn't think of it that way.
I wouldn't throw you out for voting against me. You know that.
Yes, he would.
No, I wouldn't.
He'd
I love
just
you.
Take your Christmas well, presents away.
This is what I'm going to do. Derek is going to win this year's Christmas battle.
Holy cow.
Ooh.
Wow. There we go.
I like Pavarotti. Don't get me wrong. He's great. But I don't know. Like It was just cracking me up.
This is what I would like to do. Okay. Congratulations, Derek, for winning this year. I would like to hear your and Molly's song that you are going to sing.
Yes, we are going to do that, and we are going
congratulations.
To do that.
And it's the first time, Derek, the first time winner.
I know. First, like, so Chris is now. I'm creeping in on you, Chris. You're now 5-1.
I'm officially retired at 5-1.
Do I have to go find someone else to do this with
then
next year? No, no.
Derek, do you want me to stand over there? Listen,
we're gonna get set up for what we're gonna do. We're gonna do something super, super, super controversial after this break. Like super controversial. So controversial, everyone in America has been talking about it, and we're gonna jump on that.
Is it AIDS?
But no,
it's not AIDS.
No,
not this time. We
are jumping on
that.
The boner bandwagon.
The AIDS not controversial anymore. In the meantime, I think I played Dragonette earlier in the show. So here's another one of my songs from last year, which I just have not been able to get enough of this Christmas. This is WMFO Medford on the Tell Mikey D, coming your way at 9 o'clock. We're with you until then. Stick around.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Everyone is up and wandering around now and being a problem because the Christmas battle part of the show is over for the first time in the history of the Big Picture slash Hear It Wow slash Watch This slash Time Travel Christmas Battle. I have won. It took me 6 years, but I have finally achieved.
In the last time.
And now Chris Earle is just going to walk away from this thing forever.
So that's it for the last annual Hattle.
No. Believe me, we will be back. I promise you.
Vindicate.
One way or another. It's because it's really, it's not about the battle. It's not about who wins and loses. It's about having a station full of people that we love. And just goofing around for a night during the holidays, playing with Legos, eating chocolate and chips, and
covering everybody with red glitter,
and yes. covering everyone with red glitter, and thinking about AIDS. You know, that's
nothing
the holidays.
Says Merry Christmas like that.
Right there. So, out of competition, projecting that you know, we might be up against some sort of a new song or a live song from one of the competitors in the battle. Molly and I rehearsed a little something, which happens to be, as it turns out, the most controversial song of the holiday season. So Molly and I are going to see if we can do something about that. Those of you who are with us in the studio will want to be wearing headphones to get the full effect of this, because you won't hear the music otherwise. You've got headphones
actually
on?
Yeah, don't I need to wear them?
You need the headphones,
yeah,
because you won't be able to hear the music either.
They're on.
This is a particular quirk of the board, which is if I have any of these microphones up, like, we get nothing out of the monitor.
That's
so
dumb.
It's all coming through this. Molly and I, in the spirit of the holidays, are proud to share with you, are proud to share with you the most controversial song of the holiday season. Can you see?
I can see.
You can see. You're good?
I'm good.
All right. Here we go.
I'm so scared right now.
No. You're fine. You don't have to hit that first note.
No, I don't.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, I was going to say, whoa.
Hit the wrong button again. Can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go.
But baby,
away.
It's cold outside.
This evening
was hoping that you
so
drop in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will stop
beautiful,
to worry.
What's your
my
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I bet it's scary.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in
no
this
cabs
drink.
To be had out there.
I wish I
your
knew.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
well.
I ought to say no.
Mind
no,
if
no.
I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, you're cold out. Oh, but it's cold outside.
Simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is
baby,
no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Welcome
how
has
lucky
been
that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and
look
warm.
Out the window at that
my My sister will be suspicious. My brother will be a pacing
McClone.
My maintenance mind is vicious. Maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
Gotta get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me
a coat. It's up to your knees out there.
It's really been
I'm thrilled grand, when you touch my hand. How
see?
Can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk
think
tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty of mine.
If you've got pneumonia.
Stay.
Get over that hole now.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold
outside.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Notice the roles were flipped.
Yeah. Yeah, still
yeah, you Cosby'd him.
Still seem rapey to everybody. I don't know. We got about 20 minutes left here. Chris Earle, what are you thinking? Should we just get up and leave and like you know dead air for the next?
No, we got some Christmas songs we could play. We could talk about Christmas things, I guess.
What?
We wanna talk about some Christmas things. How about Christmas movies? I love It's a Wonderful Life. How about another Christmas movie everybody likes?
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Yeah, the full court Love Actually press is already on. We're gonna watch it.
I didn't fall in love with it, but I like it.
I don't. I went from liking it to just being like a dude clearly wrote this movie.
Really
a man clearly wrote this movie, and that's why I like. Just,
there's like those cheating scumbags in it. Back
well, the guys seem to be all the ones that win in the movie.
Plus, you have the guy from The Walking Dead, and he doesn't have the American accent, so it's kind of throwing you off. It's like you want Rick to just stab somebody.
Yeah, right.
I've never seen Love Actually. Actually,
I've never seen that.
Check it out. It's worth seeing.
Sounds like a chick flick.
It'll be on TNT in like a half hour or so. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Ralphie,
it's a chick flick
story.
I'm all set. I don't
Christmas Story is fantastic.
Christmas Story is great.
Yeah.
I always thought what fell under the radar is The Ref. And I don't know, maybe lately it's got Kevin Ref's Spacey good. In it.
Yeah.
Trying to get away from the Kevin Spacey movies.
Oh, he's yeah, good. Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary,
Kevin Spacey.
Nice dark one. Bad
nice
Santa.
Yeah,
Bad Santa. John Ritter is an unsung hero in that movie. He's fantastic in it.
You know, I didn't like it when I saw it the first time, but it has since grown on me incredibly. And Elf.
Yeah.
Elf is a great, great Christmas movie. And I love the whole bit with the Central Park Rangers. And it's because it's just very timely. And it's got Bob Newhart in it.
I watched Home Alone. The first one for the first time in years the other day. That's good.
Yeah.
I was Kevin McAllister's age when that movie came out, and I think I remember seeing it in the theater like, oh God, I think I dragged my dad to see it with me like five times. I loved it. It's
I
great.
Remember seeing
and then
it,
the New York one I've seen too more recently.
I remember seeing it on a first date with a girl, and I don't think we went on a second date after that.
Nice.
I like that Derek qualified that with a girl.
Oh, yeah. No, there was definitely a girl involved in this. Winston, you got a particular...
Well, yeah, if we're talking... Well, it doesn't really count. I'm thinking Rudolph.
Yeah?
The
controversial holiday special?
No, I love Rudolph. I love the Miser Brothers. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, oh, without that's a Santa Claus. Claus right? Yeah, Year Without a Santa Claus?
I think so.
The non-controversial Rudolph, but then everything is controversial these days, so nothing really is.
Did you know they did a Halloween special, Rankin Bass?
Yes.
I have never seen it, and I found clips of it online, and I'm like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of great voice actors or great actors.
Yeah, I got a copy of it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I had my annual screening of Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
which is I don't care what anybody says. The song's by Jules Stein.
Can you do Jim Backus?
I can't do Jim Backus.
Somebody can do Jim
Backus. I can't do Jim Backus.
Oh, Magoo.
Yeah. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again. No, I can't. That voice
is
so...
He was all right.
Pegas, what's... Is there a holiday movie that you like or a holiday movie that you hate or...
Just a porn, something?
Yeah.
Nah, Christmas Vacation's still my favorite.
Yeah. Christmas Vacation's a great movie.
They always cut it up to a little too much on the AMC.
Yeah.
One line is the best line with the thing that's full.
Yeah.
The toilet's full.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's just a great movie. Never gets old.
And the sled, when he greases up the sled,
and then
goes
he holds
flying
it up
down.
And it's
fantastic.
Over and through. Yeah.
What about Jim and Shay hiding over in the background over there? What do you guys got for holiday movies?
Oh, I didn't know I was going to get quizzed. I'm sorry.
We kind of.
This is actually an exit interview. We didn't want to tell you, but everybody has to have this interview to leave.
There's no wrong answer. Yeah, this is your holiday exit interview. You cannot continue to celebrate the holidays without.
You're a good Christmas Vacation elf. TV show. Do a TV show. What's that? I can't even think.
How about Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas?
I do like that, actually. That one's good. That was always good with the rockin' little band.
Yeah. There ain't no hole in Washington. The River Bottom Nightmare Band.
That's correct.
Yes. There were like snakes and odd. Yeah, weasels. That was pretty good. Weasels.
Shay?
Jim Hansen.
Has anyone said the Santa Claus yet?
No.
The Dudley Moore Santa Claus?
Tim Allen.
Absolutely.
That movie, it's like, no one ever mentions that when they're bringing it. Everyone already said all the really good ones. But also, like, that's still just one of my, I love the concept of that movie, especially because he just keeps trying to lose weight and shave and dye his hair. And it's just like, nope, you just look like Santa. But yeah, that was always like growing up because I was around the age that Charlie was when that, like Charlie, his son in the movie, was when that movie came out. So like, it was like just the right time period for me.
Nobody picked Die Hard. How did nobody pick Die Hard?
I didn't even get asked.
That's so. Okay, Daniela Cavallino?
Not Die Hard.
Come on.
I don't even know why you have me on the show because I actually don't even really like that many Christmas movies, but I guess I'm going to go with The Godfather, which is sort of like an incidental Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's good. That's holiday adjacent. Absolutely.
Yes. I will pick that. But yeah, Die Hard's a good one.
The Brattle actually does a film, a sort of mini film festival every year in November and December called Holiday Adjacent.
Okay, yeah.
And they show movies like Die Hard and Deep Red, Hatchet Murders.
Gremlins is technically in that category,
Gremlins
too.
Is Holiday Adjacent. Yeah.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Mean Girls.
Silent Night, Deadly Night is actually a straight-up Christmas movie. Yep. It's not Holiday Adjacent.
Yep. Eyes Wide Shut, my wife picked out as
That's a really good one.
That's a lot of adjacent.
Yes. Everybody's adjacent.
That was, I think, the one unwrapped DVD. Nobody got Eyes Wide Shut, did they?
Eyes Wide Shut?
That was in the mix, yeah.
Can I trade my wrestler for that?
Those folks had a boner for Christmas. That's one thing you can say about
I would
Eyes
also
Wide
like
Shut.
To point out that Nerf Herder got more votes than Pavarotti tonight.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes here. In the Christmas battle.
I know. I mean, it's now you know. Mm-hmm. 5 years I've been
Tiny
sitting
Tim.
Here with that feeling.
And what was yours that got a straight up run?
What
band was that?
Yeah, he would know that.
I got it on my sheet.
Was it CeeLo?
Yeah.
No,
Pearl Bailey.
The five pound
box of money.
As soon as I heard that, I'm like, that's a hard one to beat.
5 pound box of money.
How about a good Christmas present that you got? Anything that you can think of? What's that, Molly? Tell us.
I still have. Well, it lives at my parents, but it's still around. Almost 30 years ago, I got.
It's your sister.
No, my sister's older than I am.
I thought you were
going to
say a taxidermy dog or something.
No, my American Girl doll. I got when I was 8. I got Samantha, not Molly, like most people would think. I still have her. She is at my parents' house right now because my niece keeps trying to kidnap her, but I won't let her do it. But yeah, when I was 12 and old enough to know better, I cut her hair to her shoulders because I wanted her to look more like me. And I got ripped a new one for that. But that by far...
Because you reduced the value of it by about $800.
I can get her a new
customized
head. I can get her a new head if I want to. We'll see. But by far, my favorite Christmas present. Nice. Almost 30 years ago, yeah.
I love my Atari 2600.
Oh,
and then the Nintendo 2 years later in 85. Those are great.
Yeah,
but
we had
the Nintendo that came with the robot with the gyroscope.
Oh, right.
Which was pretty cool.
But that was only for like one game, right?
And the duck gun, but there was the whole system. It came with a duck gun, and it came with this robot that had a gyroscope, and he would spin it.
Yep.
So that was 1985, and we got the Nintendo, and that was amazing, playing Super Mario Brothers
I still have ours.
Yeah.
Yes. Best, it was my brother's, but I kind of
best Christmas ever, I think, was 79. It was either 78 or 79.
And you got the Sears 2600?
Because I got the 2600, right? My dad got me the 2600. And it's like Christmas back then, like my brother and his wife had moved out of the house and my sister and her husband had moved out of the house. So we'd have Christmas with the family, like me and my parents, first thing in the morning. And I'd be like mental, like Christmas boy, like ripping everything open and being like, yeah, I got the Atari. And I was like, this is the greatest gift ever in the history of the world. But then that night, my brother comes over and for more Christmas. And I got Space Invaders.
Nice. Oh, that's it. Yeah. That was the first big one.
And it was just like, Space Invaders! And my head almost blew up.
Yeah, each cartridge was like 20 to 25.
Yeah.
The system was 200.
Yeah.
Which is probably like about $800 or $900 today. Yeah. Maybe $1,000 today.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm bitching about the price of a Canada Goose jacket, you know? And it's like, I'm still not buying one of those. Right. But what do we got for Daniela?
Worth bitching about the price of those jackets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they've doubled them because they're popular. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I like the Nintendos, the Legos, I was always a fan of. Mm. I like the creative stuff. So anything like Crayola, like I had fashion plates, and then it was sort of like Crayola had these great designs.
I remember fashion
plates. I still have them. We got these great like design sets that Crayola used to put out. It was like you could design your own car and basically trace it, and then you could like. So I used to make my own like Trapper Keeper covers with like Corvettes that I drew and
like the
houses. Like we had the architecture one too. Like you know put a plant in the corner.
Chris
and
cut me that one year. 1987.
Yeah. It was like we used it all the time. Yeah, it was the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
Had the car on front. It had like
Play-Doh. Yeah, they had a variety of ones. Like one that was like architectural, was fashion, and I think there was the car. Definitely the car.
Yep. That's cool.
So, yeah.
I remember my stepsister getting the Easy Bake Oven, which was fantastic.
I had the Holly Hobby one, which was like everybody else got cakes and that one, the Easy Bake, and then I got the Holly Hobby one, but basically it just cooks it with a light bulb.
And then we got the Shrinky Dinks.
Yes.
Which was great. The Shrinky
Dinks
were fun. I loved
those too. Yeah.
And
we used to always do like one of those ornaments. Remember those? You'd get them in like when you go to like Osco, they'd have it just hanging. And it was like the little metal, and then you put the little chips of plastic in, and then you put it in the toaster oven, and you make your own like sun catcher.
Yep.
We used to do those. And then, of course, Color Forms was a big,
huge
Color Form fan. Yeah.
I like those ones that you use too, the pencil to.
Yeah, that was Color Forms too. You color the figures.
There was Color Forms, and then there was the Presto ink.
Oh, Presto Magic. Right?
Presto Magic.
Yeah, that's the one.
And you get like Scooby Doo or something. Yeah. You get a whole set.
I remember
of them,
had the Super Friends one with the Hall of Doom.
Christmas memories.
Like Molly, definitely American Girl dolls or any American Girl product.
Two would have been around like the first generation or so for American Girl.
We were prime time.
They didn't exist when we were kids.
But my
just broke the radio station.
But back when Shay and I got our dolls, there were only three.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, three. I was gonna say there was.
Now there's like 50.
Yeah. Now there's like a million.
Yeah. There were three, and one of them was black. So
but,
you
were. But beyond no, the black one was like later. The sixth one that came out.
Fifth or sixth.
But other than that, though, my brother always brings up this story. There was this doll. It was actually from the 80s. From like 88. So I don't even know how I managed to want it, but there was this doll called PJ Sparkles, and she had a sister named Baby Sparkles, and it had like this headband that would like light up, and I saw it in the store and was like obsessed with it. My brother always talks about how like Christmas morning I opened it was just like, Baby Sparkles, I got Baby Sparkles, oh my god, I got Baby Sparkles, started just running all over the house with it, so excited. So that's like, and like it's weird because I was probably like three, but it is like he says that and I'm like, I weirdly remember this, like I remember that's like one of my first memories is just being like, oh my god, it's Crown Lights up. But yeah, Baby Sparkles.
Jim, any favorite Christmas memories?
I got a kegerator last year.
That's Jim wins. Jim wins.
From Baby Sparkles to kegerators.
We're going to Jim's place.
I actually
show.
Blotted out everything else I got before that. Honestly,
that's how
dreams still come true.
Yeah, that's sort of like
it's like what's the greatest day of your life? And it's like my kegerator, and they're like, not your kids, your wedding.
No, it's I got a kegerator. Winston, did we get you on this one?
No. And my favorite Christmas gift as a kid was that pony I got. No, I didn't, Mom.
Aww.
So, no.
Really wanted that pony. Things might have turned out totally differently for
you. I could have been somebody.
I had no interest in ponies.
We should have ended on Kegerator.
Yeah. Because I saw them go, you know? As soon as you see what the horses do,
yeah.
And you got to clean up after
them, yeah,
forget it.
A lot of work.
Forget it.
No, actually, the
Freddy poops.
And I still have it. I had a really nice dartboard.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I deal with enough horse pucky in regular life.
Dartboard is excellent. Dartboard is excellent. I got a really nice. Back when I used to play League Darts, I got a really nice set of darts one Christmas.
Nice
I
was like, set of
yeah,
darts.
Yeah.
What weight were they?
30 gram.
Nice.
Retractable tips.
Yeah.
You pretty much everything you want.
Did you have the pigskin dartboard?
I had at home.
Boar's hair?
I had the horse hair.
Yeah. Everywhere that we played was horse hair, but all I had at home was cork. And it was like, you know, I didn't even like throwing the darts at it because you wreck the tips throwing them at cork.
My mom gave me one that was electronic and it was made out of plastic.
Yeah.
And you had to get it into holes.
Yeah.
But it never hit the hole and it just broke all the plastic tips.
Yeah.
And they went flying everywhere.
That was a bad product. It was safe though. You know, and the reason it was safe was because
it broke after 2 days and you didn't play with it more.
Yeah, exactly.
You knock it over your friend's head.
You got sick of it not working and you were like, all right, that's enough for darts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they do it really right, it puts you off darts forever. Anyway, that is just about all the time we have for this week. Shea Spillane, we're going to be back next Wednesday night, correct?
We are indeed, normal sauce style.
At the regular time. Chris Earle, you...
I am on sabbatical.
You are on
I will be back in January.
Your holiday leave is coming.
Yes, I will be back in January. Derek will be covering for me on the 26th next week.
Boxing Day.
Will be covered by another person here at WMFO.
Yeah, so Boxing Day, tune in, because I'm going to be doing the traditional Boxing Day industrial musical and product music show.
Nice.
Which I didn't get a chance to. So that is all the time we got. Hey, everybody, let's
Merry Christmas.
Wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas
everybody.
And all that other stuff.
Thank you for tuning in. We will see you again next week.
Congratulations,
then,
Derek, for
thank
winning
you.
The battle, and see you all in 2019.
Thank
everybody.
You, Chris Earle. And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
Good night.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. And Santa is coming to town.
Santa, 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 Santa is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa, 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 Santa is coming to town.
Get it.